Shopping online won't save you from inflation. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Economists, investors, and the generally curious are anticipating, or I should say bracing, for the latest government data on inflation coming out later today. Consumer prices for November look like they will have grown at the fastest year-over-year pace in nearly four decades. We do not have to wait, however, for an official government announcement to know the prices we pay shopping online are seeing record increases. According to the Adobe Digital Price Index, prices of clothes sold online up 17% year over year last month. Appliances up 4%. Historically, retailers have resisted raising online prices as much as they raise prices in stores, but that is changing, explains Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Online, it's easy to see whether Target or Amazon or Walmart has the best deal. That's partly what kept prices from rising as much as what's on store shelves in the past. Vivek Pandya is an analyst for Adobe.
That old adage consumers had, which is, I can find it online and I can get it cheaper online. That's what's being turned on its head a little bit.
The pandemic shifted so many consumers to e-commerce that prices started rising even before supply chain woes got this bad. Stephen Tadelis is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He says consumers don't always get the bargain they think they're getting online, and retailers know this.
If once in a while you get a so-called sucker to come by and buy at that price, maybe it's worth just doing that under the guise of one website.
At least when you overpay for something at the mall, you can drown your sorrows in an Orange Julius, if you can still find one. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
There is a whole field of economics devoted to studying human decision-making. Behavioral economics, it's called. What makes us do the things we do? Spoiler alert, money helps, but maybe not always in the way you might think. A study in the science journal Nature this week shows that some people can be motivated to exercise with just minor incentives, sometimes just a few cents for making it to the gym. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
The financial rewards in this program were tiny, for some 22 cents per gym visit with a 9-cent bonus for going back after missing a workout.
It's an attentional mechanism.
That's Katie Milkman at the UPenn Wharton School of Business and lead author of the study. She says it's not really about money.
Who would do anything for 9 cents, right?
But people do respond to reminders to get back to exercise. Some fitness apps dole out points for things like sweat coins that equal small amounts of cash. This British YouTuber, Ben Miller, posted his progress with that incentive after a brief run.
Oh, we've gone up a lot. 3.8 sweat coin we're on now.
Importantly, incentives only work with willing participants, says Tom Chang, finance professor at USC Marshall School of Business. That's why cash incentives didn't convince a lot of people who are vaccine hesitant.
It's not going to get you over to the other side.
But if it's something you're willing to do anyway, he says a little reward might be enough to get you off the couch. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is barely up, less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 3 to 4 tenths percent range, with the Dow future up 103 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.516%. Book sales have been consistently strong during the pandemic, but that has mostly benefited big retailers like Amazon. Sales for book stores themselves actually fell 28% last year. They are recovering now, up 38% in the first 9 months of 2021 from the same time last year. But the struggle has slightly rewritten the manual for how indie booksellers manage. Mackenzie Martin from KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri reports.
When brick-and-mortar bookstores closed to in-person browsing at the beginning of 2020, indie booksellers across the country started selling books online, some through e-commerce platforms like bookshop.org, others completely on their own, without much infrastructure at all.
You know, stores were turning their stores into really online fulfillment centers.
Jim Milliot is an editorial director at Publishers Weekly. He says now, even though independent bookstores are back in business, this new hybrid bookselling model is here to stay.
They all saw that, you know, it can be done and it has to be done. I mean, nobody's going to go backwards.
That's been true for Raven Bookstore in Lawrence, Kansas.
It saved us. Really, that shipping is why we're still here.
That's owner Danny Kane. Before the pandemic, he says only 1% of Raven's sales took place online. Now, it's more like 30%, and the store ships all over the country. Kane even expanded to a bigger location in August to double down on his improvised shipping operation.
It's just going better than we could have possibly dreamed.
And Kane says he knows how rare that is in the age of Amazon. Earlier this year, he published How to Resist Amazon and Why.
Of course, you can't compete with Amazon in terms of selection or speed, but one thing you can have that they don't is a point of view that people really celebrate.
Like giving people who have moved away a connection to where they once lived. That's why Marilyn Carney, who used to live in Lawrence, still supports Raven.
I'm currently living in Oregon, and I have been a Raven customer for like 12 plus years. They do a lot with local authors, which I really, really like.
Carney also likes the Raven Cat updates that the store posts online. Despite his recent success, though, Raven owner Danny Kane says the bookstore business is still unpredictable.
Because it's like we've had to work really hard to get here, and it's still, you know, it could go wrong any second.
Especially now, as the holidays meet a myriad of supply chain issues. In Kansas City, I'm Mackenzie Martin for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.